did you have an idea at school about what you wanted to do for a job?
Oh, no idea at all. Not a clue. Not a clue. I didn't have any idea. My dad said, what are you going to do? I said, I've got no idea. So he came home the next day or whatever. He said, you can be a tracer. Well, I mean, I think I'm soaked on that, but I'll tell you again. He said, you can be a tracer. I said, well, what does a tracer do? He said, well, it's the drawings on things. I said, well, he said, anyway, don't worry, I got you an interview. If you go down there tomorrow, you can have an interview. I know I went down there, halfway down there, it started to rain. I was like a drowned rat, but never mind. In I go. And when I went there, I thought, oh, yes, I recognise the material, because my dad used to bring home old bits of a cloth, not cloth, a linen, which, and that was the linen that we actually drew on. And when you wash it, it's linen underneath, but it's got this blue sort of film over it, which what we would do the tracing on. Because, for example, if you knocked your coffee over, that was the whole thing ruined, because it just took the surface off. Whatever it was on the top, I've got no idea, but it was proper linen underneath. But anyway, so I went, so I thought, right, he said, I've got the job, down I go. And I went into the office, and I can remember it as though it was yesterday. There was 19 ladies in there, only ladies. And it was huge, huge drawing boards. I mean, we're talking about twice his size. I mean, I didn't really know. I went, and there was Miss Hussey, and she was in charge, and Miss Harwood. And Miss Hussey's bit was sectioned off. Everybody else was all around this big room. And we were right up on the top floor then.